putting a protocol design on the front seat of every new Ford that you buy. Imagine that today. I mean, would you buy that hook, line, and sinker if it was in the front of your new Ford that you just bought? Or would you look at it with a gimlet eye because maybe that's propaganda, maybe, perhaps? Somebody, an insider, I don't, you know, how more of an insider can you get than being a spearhead of an industry that's as big as the automobile industry? I don't think, I mean, you'd be looking far and wide to find any more of an insider than Henry Ford, but yeah, anyway. Okay, so the Jews did, whatever Jews did it, but I mean, give me a break with the mini nukes already. Here's the thing about it. If unless I'm missing something, and I don't think I am, don't normally bombs, if you're going to go ahead and set off a bomb to do anything, everything I know about bombs, and maybe somebody can come back and correct me, because maybe I'm just talking out of my rear end, because I'm honestly not an expert on bombs. I've said, you know, the furthest extent I've ever gotten with that in my personal experience is setting off firecrackers. But I've seen bombs. I've seen many videos of bombs. I picked up a DVD. It was something about the explosions caught on film. I got it in a 99-cent bin in a video store. I just picked it up. Kind of interesting. If you're kind of looking into stuff, it's like, well, I kind of want to see this compared to the fireball on 9/11 and, you know, do some comparisons of explosions that are allegedly real with. But anyway, explosions, bombs, exploding. Not to belabor this point too much, because I've already spent too much time on this already, but they blow out, okay? You know, sorry, I'm screaming there, I'm over-modulating, but they blow out, man. Bombs blow out. They blow shit everywhere. A nuke is, from what I understand, what it's supposed to be, and I'm fairly firmly convinced that nukes are a fiction based on the evidence that's offered up as the existence of nukes. I mean, we talked about that last call about the nuclear weapons. Okay, where does all that footage of all those nukes come from? And by the way, you should watch this documentary. It's I'm losing my freaking cotton picking mind or what. I got this on the tip of my tongue. It's a documentary about Lookout Mountain. It is called, and I'm going to have to look this up on the internet apparently, because I don't remember what the name of this. I'll find it in a minute, but it's dealing with, okay, so there's a Lookout Mountain. It's a Hollywood style production facility right up in near Laurel Canyon in California, not too far from Hollywood, and it was the only studio of its type that you can go from complete beginning to the end to in the can, meaning in the reel, have the film on the reel, you go from very start to very finish all in-house. It was the only movie studio of its kind. It was the Lookout Mountain. It was an Air Force run, military run operation. And for some reason, according to this documentary film and other sources, they really were couldn't do what they needed to do without experts from Hollywood. Hollywood producers, Hollywood camera people, Hollywood people. Why do you think that was? Why do you think that was? I don't know. I wasn't there. Lookout Mountain is now some kind of it's a rental property or they're selling it on the, it's been converted into a home. But I was in the military for 6 years. I was in the Navy. When they have a job for you to do in the military, they send you to school. They sent me to school. I went to school to learn supply, aviation supply. Now, did the Navy, since, I mean, that's a critical job. I'm not saying I was any more important than anybody other schlub sailor on the ocean, but, you know, I mean, if the parts for the planes don't get on the planes, that's a problem for the mission. So, but do they have to go to, like, recruit people from O'Reilly's Auto Parts? Because, no, they train the military people. So why do they pull Hollywood people in to produce the, to get the nukes explosions on film? Okay, let's think this through. That's not a standard event. That's not something that you, is an everyday occurrence, you know. If you believe in a nuclear explosion, it's not something that occurs every day. So what would it be about Hollywood people that would have any expertise when dealing with how to film an event that incorporates some blinding white flash of light and overexposures and on and on and on, all these new technical things? There is nothing, to my knowledge, that Hollywood would have to offer in that aspect of filming a nuclear bomb. Would there? There's some additional technical things other than composition and knowing how to operate cameras. They have Army and Navy photojournalists that go to school for photojournalism in the Navy that are Navy, Army and Air Force schools. Why Hollywood? I'm going to have to look this up. Look out. Mountain documentary. It still hasn't come to me. So I look up Lookout Mountain documentary, and that documentary doesn't come up. Yeah, let me go. Oh, I know where it is. Dun, dun, dun. Atomic Filmmakers. Why can't I remember that? Man, what's wrong with me? I need a brain pill or something. Some omega-3s or something. Dang. Atomic Filmmakers. So, yeah, check that out. But back to the subject of mini-nukes. Watch Atomic Filmmakers. And where they admit, okay, yeah, all these Hollywood people were working with the Air Force. And what did they do for all those years? They made film after film after film of nuclear bombs going off. And you know what? When you watch those films and the nuclear bombs go off and they show this footage in there, okay, you got the mushroom cloud coming up through the cloud cover. Okay, water vapor, you know, clouds are water vapor. They're not fixed in space by anything. They're very subject to wind and stuff like that. I think, I don't know, yeah, I'm absolutely certain of that, that clouds are affected by wind. Now, do you think they would be affected by a massive explosion like what's trying to be conveyed in this footage? I would think, yeah, it's water vapor. So it would react to this explosion. Now, explosions, you know, Okay, back to firecrackers. I was talking about how I messed around with firecrackers when I was a kid. I had an M80 when I was a kid that was illegal. There's a pretty substantial little firecracker. One cool thing about them is they would blow up underwater. Well, when you throw them in the water and you blow them up, does the explosion concentrate its energy downwards? Does it concentrate its energy sideways? What does it do? No, it you watch it and it's a sphere. It blows out in all directions at the same time. So that's a little bit of empirical observation there that I have from my childhood memories by, you know, instead of sitting around poking at an iPad or watching Looney Tunes and bullshit on TV, I got out and played and experimented and messed around with stuff, which is what children aren't doing now, by the way. But, yeah, so what the point is like, mini nukes. I'm like getting really long and drawn out. I'm sorry about that. But mini nukes, man, forget about it. You're going to set off a nuke in a building. What say you had a nuke in a building, a mini nuke or whatever. It's powerful enough to take down the building, right? Obviously, because they're saying that's what took down, or Don Fox is saying that's what took down the building. The fucking bomb is going to blow out. It's going to blow shit and steel and metal everywhere. It's going to blow it. It's the whole entire friggin' Manhattan is going to be covered with fucking debris and bodies and heads and fucking 15,000-pound steel beams and phones and everything else. And it's going to blow it into the fucking harbor. Holy crap, man. Is this guy fucking brain dead, or is he stupid, or is he an agent, or is he all the above, or what? It's stupid bullshit he's talking. He's talking out of his ass. You don't even know, nobody knows anything about fucking mini nukes if they did exist anyway. Where would you get the information at? Bullshit, man. Fuck that. I'm sorry, man. I'm just like, that pisses me. It really makes me mad. I was just fuming listening to that. This guy's just... And he's bashing Simonchak's site. He's bashing the guy that goes by the handle One Board Free, and he's bashing us that we're talking about, you know, and by inference, you know. Give me a break, you goon. I mean, so I was thinking, I'll send this guy an email and see if he'll come on the call. Hell no, he won't come on the call. I'll do it anyway, but. You know, maybe he can listen to this, and, you know, after what I've said about him, you think he'd want to defend himself. So, you know, I'll send an email and give him the chance to do that next Monday, but will he take me up on that? Well, that remains to be seen. I doubt it. You can't defend that. It's bullshit, man. Because I'm going to have to ask him, okay, where do you get all this? How do you get all this information about mini nukes? That you're making your determination about mini nukes. Fucking mini nukes? Seriously. Damn, man. It's just, yeah, you can't listen to that stuff. And Fetzer's, yeah, screw him, man. I'm sorry. I don't have time to spend on that dude. He's obviously a limited hangout agent. Entertaining that kind of stuff. It's just, or he's hard, really hard of thinking. Or you know, there's just no two ways. That's the only two ways about it. Wow. But yeah. Yeah, they got me hot under the collar. You know, I don't know why I hear that kind of shit all the time. It's just that guy was so kind of like arrogant about it, and it was just making me mad. And he's just emphatically, just dogmatically spewing stuff about mini nukes. I mean, fucking mini nukes. You might as well just be an expert on the what was it I read about the death worm that lives under the Mongolian death worm that electrocutes people and shoots acid on you, and it's supposedly it's like a legend in the Gobi Desert. Mongolian death worm. You might as well be an expert on that. Fucking nobody's seen one. Nobody's got a picture of one. Nobody's had a dead one, but it supposedly exists. I put more stock in that than I do mini nukes. You know what? I was just reading something about that today, Mongolian death worms. That's pretty intriguing. The things are supposed to be like 2 to 5 feet long, and they fucking spit acid. And, you know, the local people, I don't know. Why would they make up a story like that? Mongolian death worm. It could shock you, and it can spit acid. And if that really is true, I mean, there's stranger things on this earth, though. I mean, like this parasite that latches itself on a fish's tongue. It cuts off the blood supply to the fish's tongue and then becomes the fish's tongue. I mean, so a acid-spitting worm under the ground, compared to that, it's possible. But mini nukes, no, not possible. It's bullshit. Tell me otherwise. Where do you get the information to prove me wrong? I mean, and why are you claiming expertise in that, where you can say for any degree of certainty? Oh, man. Okay, I got to get off of this. This is just, it's making me mad at the talk, and just,